I'm Chad Owen, the annuity sales coach. In 2007, I was $150,000 in credit card debt, and now I've written over $155 million in annuity production as a solo producer. I make my own calls, schedule my own appointments, do my own follow-up, and I'm actively in the field just like you. If you've hit a rough patch in your business, you're not alone. I've helped agents overcome and find success on a daily basis, and now many write over $1 million or more each month. Let me help you do the same. Buckle up, it's time to go to school with The Annuity Sales Coach. Hello everyone, this is Chad Owen, The Annuity Sales Coach and owner of Retirement Realize Agents Academy and Retirement Realize Financial. It has been a great year so far. As we know, there's been a lot of challenging situations put in front of us, but you know what? In our industry, we actually can adapt to the current market conditions. We can adapt to the current environment. We are in safety and security. That's what we do. And so me specifically, I'm very particular on what I talk to people about. And it's always the protection of the from and to the unknown. Nobody can tell me two things. Number one, how long they're going to live for. And number two, where the market's going to be tomorrow, let alone 5, 10, 15 years from now. So everything I do when I'm reaching out to my clients is based off of safety and security. Now, when we're talking about people reaching out to us, why do they reach out to us? When is a lead actually a dead lead? And this is a conversation I find and I talk about a fair amount, but I want to kind of focus just on that today because agents seem to be, that's the number one thing. They seem to be the biggest or have the biggest concern about how many leads they get in. So I'm going to address what I do with my leads. Now, me personally, this is just my own way of making calls. On Monday from 4 to 7:30 is when I make my calls. I will periodically make calls in another time frame if I'm running low on appointments. Like this week, I only have 5 appointments. I'm going to make my calls from 4 to 7:30. And if I make more, great. If I don't, that's all I'm calling this week. I mean, I've literally been pushing very hard for a long time. So if I have some 3-day appointment weeks or 2-day appointment weeks, I'm totally fine with that. Normally, I'm running appointments Tuesday through Thursday. I make my calls on Monday, and then Friday's my open office day. Monday's pretty much my open office day where I'm preparing for the week. And then, of course, every time after that and before that is I'm working on other things like the Academy and other companies I own. But as far as making calls, here's what I'd tell people. You know, I've said this before. When I was in the mortgage protection business, that's how I first got started. There were so many B and C leads that people said they made so many calls on, and I'd go and dig through that box and just pick up stacks of them, and I'd find out there were so many leads that were hardly ever called. So what I do with a lead, if I'm trying to call them, is first of all, you got to be an expert. We're going to balance this out from the very beginning. Even if you're new to the industry, you can absolutely know, especially if you're part of our academy, you can absolutely know how to represent the product properly, how to come across as the expert, how to have the right credentials, how to make sure you're seen to your clients. In other words, what do you have out there? What type of website? What is your email address? What is your web address? You know, what exposure do you have out there? How can people find you? We help with all of that. But you have a lead in front of you. Whether this was a referral that didn't cost you anything or it's one of those leads that can cost $350 a piece, every lead needs to be treated the same. These are all people for some reason, no matter if they were just searching for information or they're serious about making a decision to protect their retirement. They reached out to you for a reason. They don't just sit there and click on things just because. There's always a reason. Even if they're somewhat happy with their current situation, they still will click on something and go, you know what, I might be able to get a better situation. Or, hey, I've been in the same spot for a long, long time. I want to see if there's anything else out there better. And why do some people just say, hey, I just want the information? What are they really saying when they say, I just want the information? Well, it all comes down to I want someone that knows what they're talking about to maybe help me understand why I need to be in a different place than what I am with my retirement. Are there any red flags with my current retirement situation? Is there anything better? Is there anything that can protect my money? Because most of the information I have out there on the internet is pertaining to safety and security. It's all ads about annuities, safe money, income for life. All my ads are based off of that. So if somebody clicks on one of those, that means they're very interested in that topic. I'm not a huge fan of the, hey, you want information about your Social Security? Fill out this card and I'll come and meet with you. And then you have no information about the Social Security, but you're trying to pitch them an annuity the whole time or trying to find out if they have money for an annuity. I see that also with people that do taxes. They literally do a $39 or $49, they'll do all your taxes, but then all their only purpose for doing the taxes is to find where they have hidden money for annuities. And I personally just don't like that. I want my tax person to be an expert. You say, well, it's very simple to do a very basic tax form. That's true, but there are things that we can help them with and be better at that maybe if we didn't do just a cheap tax thing, maybe there's a way we could help them do something better. Then they would be more apt to move money with us because why? We were looking out for their best interest in all areas of their life. Now, the leads in general, and like I said, it goes back to what I was saying. It doesn't matter if it's a really well-known lead source. It doesn't matter if it's something that costs you 10 bucks. It's something that costs you, I mean, some of them, I guess the ones that are the $15, $20, $30 ones, those are the ones they sell to everybody. And you have to be the one that's literally sent by the phone. But if you're that busy, that successful, you're probably not going to be sent right by the phone. But call and call and call. I will call for 2 months, at least once a week. The first month when I'm making calls, I actually leave a voicemail. The second month, I will go 4 weeks without leaving a voicemail. I'll just call, put message machine. And then the fourth week of the second month, I'll now leave another voicemail. If I don't have enough leads, then I'm going to move into the third month where I'm still making calls. Once again, the fourth week of the third month, I'm leaving a voicemail. And I'll continue to do that up to the sixth, seventh, eighth month. I remember when I was first starting this business, in my stack of leads, I literally had leads that were 9 months old. Now that I have so many leads coming in, though, I actually only keep my leads for about 2 months. Some I'll keep a little longer. If these are people that, let's say they had vacation coming up or somebody got sick or whatever the reason, they really want to meet, but for some reason we just haven't been able to work it out, then I'll keep those for 2.5, 3 months. There is a point even with those though. I just had a conversation with a guy today. I said, hey, life is always going to be busy. There's always going to be surprises. There's always things that are going on. You have to make it a priority to protect your retirement because things happen and then all of a sudden we're 5, 6, 7 years later and we're wondering, where did time go? Oh no, now I'm getting ready to retire. I should have taken care of this many years ago. But because life circumstances happen, I didn't make it a priority. And this is why a lot of people that call into my show literally are 60 years old, 55 years old. I had a client today, 66 years old. They have no retirement whatsoever. And you could say, well, that was hard circumstances, hard life challenges. The reality is that could be true. But that being said, that's why we have emergency funds. And I'm saying, I'm not trying to be insensitive here. Most of the time I help people, and we all know this, if you've been in the financial world for a while, or you've helped people with budgets or trying to help them understand how to spend money, you will see most people spend a ton of money in areas that are not necessities. $7 cups of coffee, eating out every single day, smoking, alcohol. I mean, there's all sorts of things that just, I mean, when I'm filling up my truck at the gas station, I see somebody come in and buy 3 packs of cigarettes and a big old case of beer, and it comes out to be $40. I'm going, oh my gosh, it's so much to spend on something that literally is going to disappear. I'm not saying I'm against smoking or drinking. I'm not saying that. I personally don't like smoking or drinking because why? I've seen people die very bad deaths from them. And I've seen life circumstances turn upside down because of alcohol. But what I'm saying is these are things that they could have put money away every single week and they could be in a better situation for retirement. But with the leads we have, we're trying to find out people that need help and want help. You can't force someone to understand safety and security. That has to be something that they do. So let's say I'm calling leads. I get to the third month and I'm not calling them anymore. Then I use a CRM. Now, Active Campaign, Constant Contact, you know, whatever it is, I continually drip because most people, especially if you have it set up this way, will have email addresses attached to the information. So I had a guy reach out to me that I personally reached out in September of last year. And he says, you know, I couldn't get an appointment with him. I tried. I couldn't even get him to answer the phone most of the time. And he just reached out to me today and said, hey, I got one of your emails. I need to meet with you. We need to change my situation that I'm in right now. When can we meet? So if I didn't have that drip system built in and you set it up about every 2 weeks, you send out your email campaign. And obviously you have to YouTube how to use Active Campaign or Constant Contact, whichever one you choose to do. But about every 2 weeks, you actually send out an email pertaining to retirement information. You're not trying to sell them on those emails. You're trying to help them further their retirement through information. And then somebody goes, man, this guy about every 2 weeks keeps sending me out emails that's helping me figure out when and how to retire. I need to reach back out to them and figure out if they can help me with my retirement. And that happens all the time. I've been doing this well over 10 years with that type of system. I've been in the business for almost 16, actually have been 16 years since 2008. Actually, I'd gotten the business from the very beginning in 2004. Then I started doing annuities in 2008. And I did them a couple years before that, but they really took off in 2008. But I've been doing a drip campaign pretty much the whole time. I've gotten a lot better at it. In other words, more persistent. In other words, every time I get a lead now and it has an email address, it goes directly into the campaign. I didn't used to do that before, or I would periodically say, hey, you know what? I'm going to put this person and not that person because this person said they needed help. The other one didn't. And I would cherry pick which ones I wanted to use. And then I started to realize, why does that matter if they want my help or not? I still want to send them the information because even if they don't use me, I still have an opportunity to help them because at least they can read the information and maybe they'll apply something from that information to their retirement that helps them. Whether I help them or not physically, I can still help them out with their path. So I truly went in just acting in the best interest of the client of information. Whether I make the sale or not, that was never a factor on should I send emails or not to any client, even the clients that have been challenges. And y'all know, if you've been in this business for a while, you can have some people that are very rude on the phone. Even if they reached out to you, you call and they can still be very rude. I still keep those leads available. In other words, I still keep the email going out to them. And you'd be amazed at how many people 5-10 years later are appreciative of what you've been doing and helping educate them. And then they say, you know what? I actually need some help. So going back to the original part of it, you want to make sure you're calling at least 2-3 months on your lead systems. You want to make sure you're not letting them fall off to the wayside. And why would you? I mean, think about it. Why did they reach out to you in the first place? What do they need help with? What was the biggest concern to them? It almost always revolves around current situations, whether it's a black swan event, they're getting closer to retirement, they had a friend that retired that ran out of money. There's always something that triggers them to reach out. But for us to just give up on leads, I've been helping local agents right now. We're building our local agency. And I said, it's so easy to get in the habit of, hey, I've called through my leads once. I'm going to wait a couple weeks to call through them again. I'm going, no, you consistently call. Why? This is what the call centers do. They'll call 3, 4, 5 times a day. Now, I won't go that extreme ever, but that's the job of a call center, is to try and get the actual information turned into a lead. For me, it's actually getting the information I have and qualifying them. Can I help them? Not do I want to help them. That is part of it. I mean, there's some people that doesn't want help. I'm not going to help them because they don't want help. But the reality comes into what is important to them. If they want help, I'm going to continually pursue after them until they literally say no. So when is a dead lead a dead lead? If they tell me flat out they are not interested, take me off the list, I will shred that lead. Why? I don't want to be tempted to call. I don't want to have their information. I don't want to have their email. We have to, by law, when they say we do not want to be contacted anymore, you have to take them off the list. But if they just say, hey, you know what? I'm not really interested in that product, or it doesn't work for me. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't want to tie up my money now, which once again, if you've listened to anything else I do before, you're not tying up your money. But that being said, there's going to be a reason that they may not be ready right now, but not ready right now does not mean not ever ready. They may continue to read your emails, your drips that you send out every 2 weeks, and then just reach out to you. But I strongly believe in my heart, when somebody reaches out to me, they wanted help. They either, and I ask that question quite often, I'll say, what was the main reason you reached out to me? What was the main concern you had about your retirement? And they'll let me know that. Then I know from that point on, what is their immediate primary concern about the retirement? Once again, I go back to what I said, almost always it's losing money in the market and outliving their income. Those are the two big things most clients or most potential clients are afraid of. And we get to alleviate that. But don't give up on your leads. If you're not calling, you get kind of complacent and you're just like, eh, I don't feel like doing it today. If you don't call your leads, you're never getting appointments. That's just what it comes down to. So be focused, be deliberate, and be a good steward of your leads and making sure you want to help clients protect their money from the market and make sure they don't outlive their income. So I hope this helps you. You have a great day and happy selling.
Thanks for tuning in. If you've enjoyed this podcast, be sure to check out Retirement Realize Agents Academy. Visit our website at raragentsacademy.com and enroll in our coaching program today. We've helped agents double and triple their business through the systems and strategies we have in place. As a member, you have access to countless documents, webinars, independent courses, and one-on-one coaching time with me so we can diagnose your business and come up with a plan to get you closing more sales and helping more clients. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast and follow me on LinkedIn at Chad Owen. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Annuity Sales Coach. Like, comment, and ring the bell for more free training, and follow me on Facebook at Retirement Realize Agents Academy. This podcast is sponsored by Aegis Financial at 800-579-7923 and Annuity Agents Alliance at 888-742-4368.